Fares are set by the government, the regulated fares that commuters use annually, and they'll be rising by 1.9% this year. They are matched against RPI inflation back in July of 2016, which is what they do every year. So those fares, the regulated ones, which are in the main, the season tickets and the peak fares, are going up by 1.9%. We, of course, changed our prices. We understand that value for money means a lot to our passengers, so we have tried to keep down prices where we can and add value for money. For instance, our advance fares, which are a cheapest way to get our fares, we're freezing. So they're not going up, and they haven't gone up for 2 years. So we'd recommend to people if you buy our tickets on our website online for off-peak fares. We also do other things such as kids for a quid offers as well.
The cost, obviously, of a fare goes towards a number of things. It's basically when the money comes in, around about a half of it goes to Network Rail to pay for the track and the maintenance of the track. Obviously, there's staffing, there's electricity, but there's also a huge amount of investment that's going on in the rail industry at the moment. If you look at the upgrading of track, the rebuilding of London Bridge, and, of course, trains as well. We know that they're getting busier. We're speaking with the government because we lease our trains, and we need to work on out with the government because there's just not lots of trains lying all around the country. And we're aware of that, but obviously that's something we need to work through with the Department for Transport. The fares revenue contributes to the maintenance and future investment of our services, and we've been investing millions of pounds on refurbishing our trains and our stations and providing better quality information for our passengers. We've taken on 300 extra frontline staff to assist our passengers. We've spent £5 million on refurbishing and repainting all our stations. And at the moment, one third of our entire train fleet are undergoing a rigorous refurbishment. So I think it's important to sort of press that the money is invested back into the service. We always seek to run a good, reliable service. Clearly, there are times when that may not necessarily happen quite as it should. This can be for a number of reasons, such as infrastructure issues, track circuit failures, you've all heard, I'm sure, point failures, things like that as well. Or there could be, you know, problems with things that we have in our gift, such as faults on our trains. Now, we have a very rigorous maintenance regime on our trains. We work very hard to make sure they're maintained. And we also work very closely with Network Rail, who are spending literally billions of pounds on improving track and infrastructure. In addition to that, we've brought in more staff, we've brought in more drivers, so that when things have gone wrong, we are able to get trains moving more quickly, get staff to where they need to be, and all that kind of thing as well. Passenger numbers are growing, the area is growing, and we've seen an increase of 40% since the franchise began. Fares do rise, they've risen by 1.9% this year, but it's because costs rise, and that's set by the government nationally.